Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello. Can you hear me? Something wrong with your phone, boy.
All right, hold on, nigga. Call back to the goddamn show. Who called in the show to talk about this thing? What up, Everett Overton? Tonight, I'm not trying to even be friends with you, nigga. I'm talking shit to you motherfuckers like I would do. And I'm a motherfucking nigga tonight. Menstrual show shit. What the fuck is a menstrual show, motherfucker? What kind of name is Andre Ford E? You get your friend that out of my goddamn fucking chat room with a name like that. Andre Ford E. Ford. Ford Dane, motherfuckers. Caven, fuck you. How about that? Struggle these nuts, nigga. Won't talk to you niggas tonight. All right, what we got? Hey, what's up?
What's really good, baby?
What's up, man?
Yo, what's really good? Yo, dog. Dog got some steak pussy a couple years ago. You know what I mean? Now, it's nothing that I'm proud of, but I still hit it. I'm not going to lie. Niggas still smash them drugs, baby. But I'm a dog. What do you expect? But come to find out, the bitch has some type of yeast infection. Because I told the bitch, get that shit checked out, baby. And that bitch had a yeast infection, dog. So that's why, to this day, if a bitch pussy stink, that bitch got to go to the doctor, baby. The dog ain't here, nothing else that stink, baby. You know?
Hey, you got to bark, man. You got to bark.
Come on, but where my dog's at? Yo, Shay, happy birthday, baby. What we doing for your birthday, baby? Come on.
Yo.
When I say happy, you say birthday, happy birthday. You know what I mean? Hey, O'Shea, you let them African bitches know in Africa, it is not a fucking game. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Come on, baby. Hold me down, baby. Hey, O'Shea, I've been following you for a couple of months now, baby. I've been fucking with you. The dog been fucking with you. But I got a couple questions, baby.
What's the question, dog?
Hey, yo. You know that nigga from Africa? What's that nigga name? The one you had on the other day?
I don't know. Who you talking about?
That nigga from, not Uganda, but the country next to Uganda, baby.
Kenya?
Yeah, the nigga from Kenya, yeah. What's up with that nigga? He talking about come to Africa. Yo, the dog ain't leaving America for Africa, baby. And that nigga talking about come to Africa, live good. You saw how that nigga was living, baby? That nigga looked like he was living in the hut somewhere, baby. The dog ain't leaving America to live like that, baby. You know what I mean? Hey, O'Shea, I thought the nigga was going to tell me to come to Africa so I can live like the nigga from Coming to America. You know what I mean? Eddie Murphy, father. That nigga was living fucked up. It was like a bunch of village kids. Yo, you heard the nigga background, baby? It's like a bunch of village kids running through his apartment, baby. The dog ain't living like that, baby. You know what I mean?
Man,
the dog ain't living like that, baby.
Uh-oh, shit.
Next time. Next time that nigga come on, you tell that nigga, let us see how he living in Africa. Let us see how he living in Kenya. Because, I'm looking at you right now, baby. Your background, it look presentable, baby. That nigga background, it look questionable, baby. You know?
Oh, my God.
I gotta let you know that, baby. Happy birthday to you. I wish you many more, Jose. I mean that, baby. I'ma smoke a blunt for you. I'ma light a blunt for you, baby.
All right, DMX. Thank you for calling in, man. I'm a big fan.
Oh, man. Why you think?
Okay, hold on. Wait a minute. So you niggas ain't gonna call in? I'ma end the motherfucker if y'all gonna call in. Shout out to all the super chats. I'm going to read these out, man. Thanks for everybody wishing me happy birthday, man. But call in, man. Tell your story, man. This is never going to be seen again on the internet, I don't think. She took her drones off, but did you still hit it? Who calling in, man? Press 7 and you going to call in and tell your story. Some of you niggas are scary, man. Press 7 and you going to tell your story. 330 on the air. What's up, brother?
What's up, O'Shea?
What's up, brother? Turn me off on YouTube.
Hey, man.
Turn me
off on YouTube. 330 on. O'Shea, I got a story to tell.
Yes, sir. All right, go ahead, brother. Tell me the story.
Oh, man. Back in college, there was this cold chick I used to see here in the dorms, leaving out, coming in. So I got at her in the cafeteria. We was like, yeah, we about to study together. You know how we said, like, let's study together. That's one of the good college lines. Let's, we got this class. We found out we got the same teacher. Let's study together. So we up in the room. She warmed up some Easy Mac. We was eating the Easy Mac. We was chilling. Boom. Let me fast forward.
Easy Mac cheese.
You know, the college dorm life. We broke the shit. So we eating the Easy Mac. But let me continue. So we're eating the Easy Mac, you know, and I just shut my book like fuck this. We sitting on the twin bed trying to study weren't working. So I'm getting to looking at it. We looking at each other and shit, and I just get to touching on it like, you know, I'm going to just go in. So I go in, we kissing, touching, all that type of stuff. So I said, boom. I don't, you know, it's like having a gun. It's better to have it and not need it than to, you know, need it and not have it. So me, I had the, you know, the golden dollar. That's what we call it where we're from, you know, the little gold packet, the condom. We had that in the back pocket. So I'm like, yeah, we're going to do this. Puts that thing on. Didn't even let her do nothing with it. I'm like, I'm about to just go in. I mean, she was cold. The body was cold. I mean, she looked good. I'm talking about a legit 8.5. I'm talking about titties, ass, face, natural hair, kind of, sort of, meaning she ain't had no weave, but it was hers. Everything was cool. I take her shirt off, and I'm sucking on the, you know, the melons, and
right.
I'm kind of like, hold on. I know we've been eating Easy Mac, but, like, I'm kind of getting some effervescence or something. you know the nipples that point down, they don't point forward, but they point down, so she has some big ass titties. Okay, so this point down, so I'm doing my thing, whatever. I get by the belly button, like kissing on his stomach and shit, and I'm just like, this scent is, trail's getting a little stronger. I'm by the belly button because the titties was hanging straight down. And it was big. And I'm just like, okay, boom. So I'm like, okay, I'm about to take these sweatpants off that she got. Right? Now, mind you, I'm already ready. I'm already got my uniform on. I'm ready to get in the game. Chin strap is snapped on. I got my helmet on, everything. I'm just like, I pull them down, and I'm just like, what the fuck? I'm talking about Mr. Hero, Arby's, Joe's Crab Shack. I don't know what was going on there. And we got to remember, she's cold. Listen, she's so
right.
I was confused, but my dick wasn't. Okay, so
right.
Let me fast forward a little bit.
See,
she grabbed my shit.
You being
honest. I'm being transparent, okay? Somebody's. I'm not running the. Yeah, I'm not running the chat line right now. But if anybody's been in my position, just press one. Like you there. You at the door. You're there. She grabs my shit. She puts it in. So in my mind, I'm like, oh my gosh, let me try to bust as quick as possible because
mm-hmm.
I can't take this. It was crazy. But I couldn't bust quick because the pussy was good.
See?
Oh, man.
Hold on. I'm about to say something. You're controversial. Now, this is a dirty comment I'm about to make. You niggas, I've said it before, but some of the bitches that have the same pussy, if you can get your mind off of that smell, it'd be good. I'm sorry. I haven't been before.
I'm already here, okay, and she started doing some things. I'm not going to get too graphic, but I was just like, I was at the point of no return. So I had to bypass, circumvent. I had to, I can't believe I'm telling this story.
Go ahead and tell it, brother. Shame the devil, brother.
Okay, so we gonna say 20 minutes later, I was like, cool. And I'm like, I know she got to smell what I smell. I don't know if she was nose blind or what. It was hers, so maybe she don't know. But I was like, I know she got to smell this stuff. So she was like, she knew she had it, bro. Listen. So she noticed I couldn't bust, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So she take the condom off. And she just starts sucking my shit. And I'm just like, I know you smelled it. I know
oh,
you taste
shit.
Listen. And I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
Listen, it was the best head ever. So. Look, put the thirst down. Look, I don't know where she's at right now. I hope she didn't clean that situation up. But let me finish real quick. So, I'll give you her Instagram if I can find her. But she doled me up something swell. I'm talking about, like, her mouth was like a washing machine in spin cycle.
Right.
So, I'm sitting there like, wow. I finish up, bounce. I hit the bitch back up 2 days later. I'm trying to give her a second chance. Like, okay, maybe I didn't call her. You know, so I think that was like a Wednesday. So like that Friday.
Right.
Say what?
Yeah, sometimes a hoe has a bad day, right? Bitch have a bad day.
Yeah. She showed up. She had a bad day. I'm like, okay, I'm going to give her another chance.
Right.
So this time, I hit her up 2 days later. She come to my dorm room. I said, come over there in your pajamas. It's the late night. I ain't going nowhere. Remember, I'm in college. I ain't got no money. I ain't going to a Friday. I'm giving her this next. Biggie, give me one more chance. She got one more chance. I don't say nothing. She come over. Boom. We at it again. The exact same situation. Okay, let me just get to the more of the story. I hit this stank pussy bitch like 8 times. I'm just trying to keep it a buck with you.
Wait, applause. Fuck y'all. Don't be a surprise. But a lot of you niggas done the same fucking shit, and you're sitting there, hold on, let me do it again. Yeah, pretend. tell the truth. Tell the truth. These motherfucking niggas here did the same shit your ass did and want to sit here and front like they didn't do the shit. You lying sons of bitches. All of you niggas have done this, and now some of y'all have even ate some fake pussy before, but you motherfuckers don't want to tell the motherfucking truth. Call in and tell the truth. Go ahead, brother. I'm sorry.
It's cool. It's cool. You in the pulpit. I'm going to let you have that.
I'm here testifying.
I'm pretty sure I'm not alone. Now, maybe not 8 times, but I know cats that went back to the well at least 3 times trying to figure this out.
Right.
It was amazing. It's just like, I can't believe she submit. I mean, I had to leave her alone because, you know, feelings were starting to get, things were starting to get emotional. I don't know if it was me or her, but we was writing songs to each other damn near. You know, so. We might have been in love. I don't know. We was writing line of issue lyrics to each other. I don't know what it was. Is it, Lionel Richie, is it me you looking for? You know what I mean? Hello? It was like that. I just had the legal pad out. It was crazy. I mean, that's just my story. I know other cats want to call. I just wanted to add to the, you know, to the topic. I've been there. I got a couple other stories. I ain't gonna go there, but it wasn't as serious as this one, so I'm not gonna say nothing. But I mean, it was just, and you know, it's terrible when she leave and the room smells a certain type of way. It was all bad, but
you know,
that was years ago. Somebody married her, and like I told you, she was cold. You know, maybe she didn't found a doctor somewhere in Alaska that fixed that situation. But
right.
Yeah, that's what that was, brother. I just, you know, yeah. Hey, I got another question. One more
right.
question, a little bit off topic.
Yes, sir.
Next time you have a live stream, okay? I'm going to donate like $50, something really nice.
Okay.
I want like 10 minutes at the end of the show so we can roast. Because you be roasting the hell out of dudes, and they don't get to say nothing back. But I'm known for my roasting skills. Like, I put people, you know, in the barbecue. I put them in the smoker.
You put them in the smoker, huh?
I put them in the smoker. I slow cook them. It's not a game.
Say what? Really nice, huh?
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, you
nice,
had to
huh?
show the one time. Yeah, you had to show one time talking about roast your hairline, and they was going in. But I know you real spontaneous. You real quick with it, and you can, you know, you got the back and forth like me. I'm just trying to, you know, respect it where it's
okay.
at. I think you a top level roaster.
Well, yeah, you know, somebody said. We're not gonna roast right now because we got callers and shit. But brother, we'll see what's going on, man. You know, we'll see. I'll give you some of that work. You know what I mean? But what's your name, brother? Everybody know where you calling from, brother? You out of Ohio?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm from Ohio.
Right.
I'm
Doug.
Shout out
to my brother, right? Doug. Okay. All right. Shout out to brother Doug, man. He told a really good thing, pussy confessional story, unlike most of you niggas would never do. All right. Go head on and go to, all right, let me go to 323 and we're going to go to BMT. BMT in the motherfucking building. Oh, no, oh sorry. 323. 323. What's going on? 323.
Yo, 323, is this O'Shea the Great?
It's O'Shea the Great. What's going on?
Yo, O'Shea the Great, baby. It's Dr. Geek and Eric P, baby.
Dr. Geek!
Dude, I had to call, dog.
Almighty, go ahead,
I'm in the building. I had to say to O'Shea the Great, happy birthday to your dog. 38 years young, baby. I mean, I really don't got anything to say on the topic, man, but I just want to wish you a happy birthday, dog. You are my king. You are my Caesar. God bless O'Shea the Great, baby.
O'Shea the Great! Dr.
Signor,
you ain't got no
safe movie,
stories,
bro, brother. Nah, man, I ain't got no stories, man. But hey, dude, I got another call coming, man. But I just want to wish you a happy birthday, man, and happy 38 to you, baby. You are my King, baby, my Caesar, baby. Dude, rock out Kampala, baby. Go. Peace, man. I'm out.
Peace. That's all about Dr. J. Therapy, y'all. We use that Caesar thing because we had a situation where somebody else called me. That's another story. That's why we use that term, man. But sometimes 574, what's going on?
Yo, what's going on? This is Dino calling out of Indianapolis.
Indianapolis? All right, what's going on, brother?
All right.
Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, this Dino calling out of Indianapolis. What's up, man?
E-bro?
E-N-O, Eno.
E-N-O, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, brother. You know, what's going on?
What's up with you? Well, yeah, I'm chiming in. You know, there was a bunch of times, because, you know, especially in college, that I don't have had some stinky booty and still would hit it. But, see, I got levels. I got to this point. You know what I mean? I had to make levels to it now. If it made my nose hairs burn, then there's no way I'm approaching it. But if it was just a little bit of funk twang to it, I would still go in. You know what I mean? And then it got to the point where I like a little funk twang. Just a little bit. Not the garbage, but a little fish. You know what I mean? But
wait.
If it ain't my girl, you know it don't matter, right?
So have you ever been in a relationship with somebody that has the same pussy before?
Hold on, say that again.
Have you ever been in a relationship with a chick that has the same pussy?
Oh, no, sir. That's not in the repertoire, bro. See, that's the thing. I'm a dime catcher. Always have been. To be a dime, you gotta have everything bop, lined up. You can't be with a chick with that shit going on, right? She ain't gonna, even if she look good, she ain't gonna be no dime. So I ain't never had no girl.
So
don't say that again.
You ever dealt with a girl with a thick ass breath before? One of the finest girls I ever had. Oh my.
Yeah,
God.
Yo, you know what? I had this one. She was mega. Ooh. She was bad. I'm talking about like, you know that girl Apollonia and Chris used to mess with?
Yeah.
She kind of looked like her, like Apollonia. And she stunk everywhere. Armpits, breath, and.
You could hit it, though. Yes, you did.
Did I? Yeah. But I would never kiss her. She would get mad. And, oh, yeah.
Man,
I forgot.
One of the baddest girls
I
ever had.
I used to mess with, too. I had a heavyweight, too. She had some shit. It smelled like doo-doo biscuit. But she was pretty, though. Big old 400-pound, a pretty red chick. Big old fat joint, but she had doo-doo biscuit breath. Breath always smelled like shit.
Doo-doo biscuit breath?
Yes, bro. I'm talking about it always smell like doo-doo. I would never kiss.
Wow.
Eat the fuck.
Doo-doo biscuit breath.
Yes, sir. Like shit cakes. But, you know, I'm still here. So, you know, if they ain't my girl, I'm still in. As long as it ain't too out of control. And most fellas, man, don't let them lie to you. Most fellas are too. They're going to hit you.
Man, you know, it's funny, right? One of these girls that I know that was my ex girlfriend, she had some stank ass breath.
Oof. On a level of 1 to 10.
And she got married, dog. I don't look at her face, but right now she got married.
But her shit was like from one to ten. What was the breath like? Shit.
One to ten, nigga, 37. Nigga, you know what?
Damn.
Nigga, you know I got a big ass nose, man. So you know my nose is sensitive. So you know my nose is real. You know I smell everything, nigga. I smell shit that's coming out in 2045. So if you think about it, how it smells. So whenever she used to talk, nigga, her breath smells so bad, nigga, her text message saying, you would get a message from her, nigga, and it starts saying,
Here at the White House.
I'd do anything, Bill.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you swallow?
I sure do, Bill.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
well,
shit.
What would you do with this cigar?
Well, why don't you let me show you, Billy?
Oh. Don't do that, baby.
Oh.
What was
I doing? Oh, fucking tell me. Oh. Oh.
What's going on? What's going on, O'Shea? What's going on, big bro? Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Man, I can't call it.
You know,
just out here fucking around with these niggas.
Yeah, bro, listen, man. I was trying. It's your birthday, so I try to bury this story back. You know, I only told this story to Jesus because only he can forgive me for my sins. But, you know, I'm just saying, like, I'm going to tell you the story where, you know what I'm saying, like, when I used to work at Sonic, you know, but, you know, for us ugly niggas who had to work at fast food, you know, the struggle was real, you know what I'm saying, working at the drive-thru and smelling like, you know, grease and shit and, you know what I'm saying, all the cool girls riding by and stuff. But, you know, I didn't have a whip at the time, and I had to catch a ride, you know, with my little autistic fat friend. And she was like, listen, you know, I'll give you a ride home. I'm like, ain't this a bitch? Like, I ain't got no whip.
You had an autistic fat friend, dog.
Well, I mean, you know the girl who be like, you know, picking her nose and, you know, be like playing in her hair and shit. And so, you know, Jesus over all, you know. So, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, you know what? All right, Kelly, give me a ride home. So she was like, why you be looking at Stacy? She's not even that cute and you ugly as fuck. And I'm like, God damn, even the goddamn retarded bitch calling me ugly as shit. I'm like, come on, nigga. Like, Jesus, I got to get one win at least. Like, so she was like talking hella shit. I'm like, well, shit, you don't get no damn, you ain't get no dick either. You know what I'm saying? You ain't that pretty eating your boogers and shit. We caught you by the bastard doing that nasty shit. Who gives a flying fuck? Dudes ask to see my titties every day. And I'm like, bitch. Like, I ain't never seen your titty because you ugly as fuck. And I'm like, okay, bitch. Like, first of all, you ain't going to keep disrespecting me. I got a lot of bitches that want to see my pee-pee. You know what I'm saying? That's when I was, you know, I was still a church boy, so I didn't say dick. I didn't say pee-pee and shit. She said, look at you. If you're a real man, you'll pull it out. And I was like, what, right now? Like right now? Like, hold on now. I didn't mean right now, but, you know, give me some time. She's like, nah, if you're a real man, you pull it out right now. And I was like, well, shit. Well, your titties are lopsided. So if you're a real woman, you pull out your lopsided titty. She was like, my titties aren't lopsided. My mama and daddy told me so. And I was like, oh. I said, I'll tell you what. I'll show you my pee-pee. You show me your titty. She was like, okay, but you got to promise to Jesus you ain't going to tell nobody. So I said, okay. So we ride, and I said, let's pull over on the side of the dirt road. You know what I'm saying? Lord, I might be going to hell. I'm talking to the girl who, damn,
be like damn putting pennies in the collection plate and shit. And I'm trying to holler. I said, Lord, how low have I gone? But you know, ugly nigga struggles, Prodigal 19. You gotta take whatever pussy you can get. And I was tired of taking L's and shit. I'll be damn for ugly bitch be telling me I can't get no goddamn pussy. So I was like, so she pulled out her titty, and she was like, damn, that's the size of your pee-pee? I was like, bitch, your titties ain't, don't look that damn straight either, so what the fuck you mean? So she was like, okay, I'll touch your pee-pee, but you can't look at me. I said, what? I said, what kind of bullshit is this? I ain't that ugly, I can't look at you. You pretty. I said, I'm pretty. I was like, wait, like, how, what kind of pretty? Like, Steve Urkel pretty or, like, Sanford pretty? You know what I'm saying? She was like, I guess. She was like, well, she's like, let's pray before we have, before we touch each other. I said, I got to pray just to touch you? I'm like, what am I, a demon? I'm like, bitch, come on, man. Like, my struggle can't be that that unholy. So she was like, I just feel like I'm a virgin and my body is clean for Jesus only. And I was like, well, Jesus won't touch you, bitch. So you need to allow at least me to touch you, but God sent me to touch you. That makes sense. So, you know what I'm saying? So, first of all, so, you know what I'm saying? So, we get there. So, we pull over on the side of the road, and I was like, so we pull over there. I said, you got any condom? You know, you got anything? You know what I'm saying? I don't know. You know, I don't carry condom, but, you know, I an ugly nigga like me, I never get a chance to even whoop pussy, so I wouldn't know to carry a condom on me. She was like, my brother keeps condoms in the back. I was like, how do you know this? She said, don't ask me. Go reach in the back and get a condom. So, you know, I found an old condom, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, one of the ones you get from the health clinic, you know what I'm saying? So I just, you know, I said, okay, I'm ready. You know what I'm saying? So I'm standing behind the truck. So she come on there. Why does she look like Shrek hybrid of a hyena from Lion King? And I was like, fuck. I got to take what I can get, Jesus. I mean, I had to summon my inner Wakandian strength because it was the only way I was going to be able. Like, I called on the powers of that, the Black Ranger, Will Smith, and goddamn Django, because I was like, there's no way else. If I can't fuck this bitch, who can I fuck? Like, I gotta get this win. So she was like, pull my hair. But I'm like, I don't want to pull your hair. Your hair smell like damn grease from the fryer. Just pull my hair, nigga. And I'm like, hold up, bitch. You ain't gonna talk trash to me. She was like, call me dirty monkey and hit it from the back. I'm like, what? I said, what kind of sexually abused child did you go through? Just call me dirty gorilla. I said, okay, so I'm trying to hit it from the back. We trying to make sure cars don't see us on the dirt road and shit. We acting like two goddamn animals. And what's bad about it, some damn white people ride by, and they're like, what the hell is that? Like, what the hell is that shit? I feel like a goddamn animal, fucking Bigfoot and shit. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to touch her hairy chin, but she had chin hairs. But, you know, I said, you know what? I was like, you know, what you think about, you know, my action, you know, at the time. A nigga like me, I made it 4 minutes, you know. That's what I do at the time. I made it 4 minutes. But she was like, it's all right. You don't got rhythm. I said, hold up, bitch. How do you know it's rhythm? Well, I know it's rhythm. I watch my damn brother's tapes. So I said, hey, I want a rematch. Fuck this bullshit. I want a rematch. So she said, come by my house after work. So I went by, I asked my cousin so I could get some tape. So I had to go watch Rico Strong, you know, the same nigga that been on porn for 20 years. So I had to go watch a few porn tapes to make sure I understood all the methods of what I had to do. And I said, okay, I'm ready. This bitch done steal her grandma's night, you know, that nightgown that the grandma's cooking on Sunday dinner. She wearing that shit in the house, waiting for me and shit, smelling goddamn like fried turnips and collard greens and shit. And I was like, if I can't fuck this bitch and make her at least moan my name, I don't have a chance. I'm going to be a loser for the rest of my life. So, you know what I'm saying? So she said, come on in, partner. And she said, so she eating an apple and watching goddamn Cujo, and I'm trying to hit it. And I'm like, man, could you at least look me in the eyes or some shit? Like, make me feel like I'm doing something, goddamn it. She's like, wrong home, motherfucker. That's my side of my stomach. I'm like, that's part of your story.
Okay, okay.
What the fuck am I talking
about? Okay, hold on. Okay, okay. All right, after that story, I couldn't let it go on after he said that he fucked the side of her stomach in the open room hole. All right, I need a little time.
What's wrong?
I need a little time to Let me do this. Let me talk to the super chat, right? I want to thank everybody for the happy birthday shout outs, man. My brother Simple, the PF in the building, man. I thank everybody for you know, being up in here. I'm gonna try to do a show like this every weekend though, like the O'Shea After Dark, so we can talk about some real shit. You know what I mean? It's some story that I talk about how I fucked a few bitches in these cars and came like real quick and then come and couldn't get my dick back up. I got some funny stories like that. But anyway, Mr. G, sometimes you want that win like wax in. Shout out Bernie, you also please be the first in the booth. Doctor, I still love you even though I'm married to Bob. Hey, Bernie, you know you love me, bro. Edward Overton, they got deuces at Dollar General, y'all. EO, Doc Clark, hey, birthday, O'Shea, to let those fingers rest. Sam M, happy birthday. Thank you so much, brother. True from Troy, happy birthday, McGraw. Simple to P, $100. Listen, I want everybody that has a dollar to give tonight in the honor of Yah. Bless him, my brother, sin of the year. Blessing to you, bro. May the blessings of Yah and this game abide and not subside in your life. Love. Shout out to my brother, Simple to P. I wish I would have had some of them blessings when I was struggling a few years ago with them big bitches in there. Catering to the culture, I got 5 women. Happy birthday. If you Negroes do anything for food, you got them right. Ooh, but you look good, though. Mr. G, if I tripped on it, I didn't know yet. I told myself if that happens to another chick, I'm gonna throw the motherfucker out of my place butt naked. Josh, quick, I'm gonna Mike Tyson that coochie even if it's little. I don't give a fuck. Smell up. Again, EO, shout out to him again. Wake the hell up. Hold up. Stop the shoulder, brother. The woman had different scent. She must have garlic hairstyle. Must be something else. O'Shea, get your hair from soap. Mr. Grandeur, I still smash. Big B, 103, happy birthday, bro. Sasua, Dominican Republic, happy birthday. One beer on me, almost at 1K sub. What up? Y'all go subscribe to my brother Sasua, Dominican Republic. The B's knees. BMT, that's the WTU brothers, man. Shout out to, this is Ace Live. He out there in Cartagena, Colombia right now. I was talking to him earlier today. Ricky 245, 100 bucks again. Thanks. Dr. Dignery, B, thanks. Trucker Mar, thanks. Month Psychology. Happy birthday, Collard Green King. This is St. Aaron, back making content. Bro, what's up, bro? Thanks for all you brothers for supporting, man, on the show tonight and calling in and all of that. Thank you guys for being here. Let's go to some more callers, though. 240, you on the line. What's up?
Yo, yo, Uncle Shay.
What's up? What you got for?
What's good, big guy, man? Want to say happy birthday, man.
Man, appreciate your play, y'all. What's going on with you that for?
Man, nothing, man. I just decided to participate in the fuckery, dog. Participate in the fuckery. So let me go ahead and get this story out the way. So let me check it out. So back in the day, you know, when I was like 18, 19, you know, I was running the streets doing what I'm doing, right? So this shit all started off a football game. You know, we used to play in my neighborhood called Sideline Pop. I mean, the motherfucker catch the football, he go on the sideline, you smack his ass, right? So
okay.
We get to doing that, So we get to doing, you know, we get to having a little game and shit. And this big dude around my way, you know, he got a little size on him, but you know, his ass went to the sideline. So just like the rules say, I go smack the shit out the nigga, bow, hit his ass from the sideline. He get mad. We get up. We get to tossing them joints, you know, all you know how niggas is, right? So the nigga baby mother stay in the neighborhood. So I ain't gonna lie. So during that fight, you know, I popped off, hit his ass with one, but I ain't gonna lie, that big nigga guy, he got out on me. I'm like, all right, fuck it, but I popped off on his ass, Uncle Shay. I let that nigga know I wasn't no bitch. You know what I'm saying? I hit his ass. So
he fucked you up?
So nah, he fucked me up. Well, nah, yeah, he fucked me up. It took about 4 niggas to get up off me, so yeah, he fucked me up. But Hey, listen, cuz, listen, I'm 5'8". That motherfucker gotta be 6'4". I popped that nigga fucking, dog. You know what I'm saying? All that other shit. Hey, he gotta get one back. And I was taught if you hit the motherfucker first, you damn that one more. You damn that won the fight, shit. All you gotta do is stay alive, shit. But, shit, long story short, so Slim Baby mother stay around the way. I'm like, all right, I got some for his ass, right? So, you know what I'm saying? She peeping a nigga swag, da da da. She like a nigga, you know, nigga got a nice whip, all that good shit. I'm like, all
right,
cool, right?
Right.
So,
right.
You know, she not, you know, so she not a best looker. You know, she, you know. But fuck it, I'm like, all right, fuck it, you know what I'm saying? You beat me in the fight, I'm about to beat your girl tonight. Fuck it, it is what it is. So, hey, listen, I'm bringing the fuckery out just for you, Uncle Shay. Just bringing the fuckery out just for you.
So,
I go over to Joan, you know what I'm saying? You know, everybody smoke, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm like, all right, bet. I got some Reggie and some Loud. I'm about to, you know, head a blunt, 85% Reggie, 15% Loud. You know what I'm saying? Fuck these bitches. They don't know what weed is anyway. So, you know, I get her ass with that shit. And, so, you know, I'm peeping the Joan. We smoking in her garage. I'm about to, you know, get some head and whatnot. And, I tell her, yo, like, yo, let me go upstairs, use the restroom. She's like, all right, cool. So I go upstairs, use the restroom, and I mean, nigga, it's like five shit turds in the bathroom. So I'm like, Uncle Shay, I'm like, I don't know what to do here. I'm like, all right, well, fuck it, I'm going to do it. I just piss over. Listen, I'm mad. Hey, I'm fucked up, too. I'm a dude. I piss over top of this shit. Like, well, fuck it. You know, I'm part of the family. We let that shit go, you know. You know what I'm saying, nigga? You know what I'm saying? I piss over top of that shit. I'm like, all right, well, you know, hopefully she don't smell like this bathroom. Nah, I'm going to say, chill out, baby. Chill out, chill out. The story ain't over. The fuckery ain't over, baby. The fuckery is not over. Hey, y'all, listen, it's Uncle Shay's birthday, man. We're going to turn up for him. Fuck it. So, you know, I piss over top of this shit. I'm like, all right, well, fuck it, you know. Time to go in. That nigga got out on me in the street, but I popped off on his ass. Always remember that. I popped off on his ass, but he got out on me. Fuck it. I'm going to go get out on this bitch right now. So, I go downstairs, you know. I roll up the Reggie Loud blunt. We smoke. She talking about, oh, this shit loud. Da, da, da. I'm like, yeah, whatever, bitch. Shit, Reggie, just get your ass right. So she cough and give her some water, boom, boom. So, I'm like, all right, bet, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, all right, I'm about to, you know, about to get hit, you know. Now, everybody in there caught some head from his baby mother. So I'm like, catching head from her ain't going to hurt the nigga. I said, I got to fuck this bitch. So in my mind, I'm militant. I'm like, man, everybody done caught head from his baby mother. I got to fuck her, you know what I'm saying, to let that nigga know, fuck you, nigga. You know, I've been in the pussy, too. So I catch some head. That joint going good. I'm like, all right. So I get to slowly pulling down her shit. She stopped me. I'm like, what the fuck going on? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Bitch, you got two kids. I know you know what this means. I'm pulling on your shit. Like, come on, let's go to work. Her ass told me, why can't I just give you some head and get it over with? You know, not that saying to get it over, like I'm R. Kelly in the bitch, but I'm like, you know, like, come on, Shawty, like, what's up? So she like, I fuck it. So I get to pulling them Jones down, Uncle Shay. When I tell you, she lit up the whole garage, nigga. I'm in that motherfucker. I mean, Uncle Shay, I don't have asthma. I don't have asthma, but I think this shit was kicking in. You know what I'm saying? But that bitch smelled so bad, I almost gave that bitch an Ebola shot. I ain't know what to do to her ass. No bullshit. So in my head, I'm like, bro, I got to hit, bro. That nigga, you know what I'm saying? I got to get my rep back up. So, you know, I slowly go down that joint, put the condom on. Uncle Shay ain't gonna lie, I was up in that joint 5 minutes. I just couldn't do it, bro. As much as I was digging up in the joint, the motherfucking air kept coming back and hitting my shit. And every time I smacked the joint, the shit just come back. I'm like, man, this shit ain't right, bro. God ain't make this bitch. This bitch gotta be a clone or a robot, because ain't no fucking human being supposed to smell like that shit, dog. You know what I'm saying? I'm going back home reading the Bible, like, bro, ain't no way. That bitch a demon. No bullshit. But bullshit. Because I'm like, hey, hold on. Somebody get my man some white Henny. Uncle Shay, relax, baby, relax. The story not over. Relax, Uncle Shay. Are you good? All right, my nigga.
I'm good.
Now, listen, I'm 27, you 38. You know, you got a lot, you know what I'm saying? You got a lot more time over me and shit. I'm just... It's just one of the fuckeries, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to get about it. And the first thing I do, man, I don't even go wait till I get home. I got some hand sanitizer in my car. Man, I get to rubbing my dick like a motherfucker, dog. I'm like, dog, I got to get these germs off. No bullshit. I'm like, I got to get these germs off. And don't get me wrong. Now, my house is 3 minutes away. But I couldn't have – I didn't want that scent touching my boxes, dog, because I was going to throw away everything that – If my dick touched, I did throw away those boxes because my dick, you know, I had to pull up my pants and shit. But, nigga, I wanted to throw away anything that smelled like that bitch. The shirt, all I threw all that shit away. Burnt that shit, dog. So, long story short, you know what I'm saying? Word got back around. You know, I got some head. He felt like he wanted to throw another fade. We got it in again. This time we got in, you know, after the little, you know, Shorty threw a cookout around the way. We got in after that. You know, I gave his ass a fair one on that end. You know what I'm saying? I gave his ass a fair one on that one. But, yeah, that's my fuckery story, bro. That's, like, the worst pussy that I ever smelled. I don't know if that was pussy. I don't know if that was goddamn garbage juice mixed with Ebola, mixed with the measles. I don't know what the fuck that was. That bitch could have had gonorrhea, Ada Rita. I don't know what the fuck she had, cuz. But, yeah, though, that really is my fuckery experience, you know what I'm saying? But fuck that shit, man. Happy B-Day, dog. Like, I appreciate your message. I'm a truck driver, man. Your videos get me down the road, bro. Like, your videos, I'm able to talk to motherfuckers about different shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, you be bringing up the elite black man and all that. I'm a blue collar, but I'm working on building my fleet. I just bought my first truck, so the money looking gooder than what it used to, but... But yeah, though, man, that's my fucking story. That, I didn't... Oh, man, I get a fall. Oh, shout out to me, baby. I ain't got no channel, so don't follow me, y'all. Man. Y'all niggas be safe. No bullshit.
Big play, baby. What's your name again, brother? What's your name again?
Oh, well, listen, now that story fucked up, so I got to give you the fake name. So my fake name is Robert. But I'm going to call in and give you my real name later on. But I got to give you a fake one. So shout out, you know, my name Robert, y'all. All day, nigga.
All right, Robert, man. Yeah, I can tell you he's from a D.C. area, man. I used to live in D.C. for a minute. He got that straight D.C. Maryland accent. You can tell he's D.C. That's a D.C. accent, D.C. PG County accent, man. That's real. But, hey, man, yo, listen. Oh, man, that was a good story, though. That story was off the chain, though, right there. That story off the chain. Listen, man, y'all niggas got how much more time? 27 more minutes. Hey, listen, I actually might make up a whole other channel for something like this, you know what I mean? Thank you, Brother John Williams. Happy birthday. Yeah, nigga, because I can't do my ghetto shit. I got some real fucked up topics I want to talk about. Like, you know what I mean? I can't really talk about it on my main page, you know what I'm saying? But I'll be having some real, like, nigga type of content. You know, I'm from Del Paso Heights, so I really got some shit for you niggas. That's from, like, it's crazy, right? But anyway, let me go over, let me go to 773. 773, you're on the air. What up, player?
Hey, what's up, bro? So, this is a story in college. So, it was a fine babe. She's about 5'3", 5'4", probably about 115. This is a fine babe. She was from, I went to school in the Midwest. So, she transferred from UC Berkeley. She was from San Bernardino.
Okay.
So one day she came over and we hooked up. You know, it had a nice little smell to it. It wasn't bad, but it was just a natural coochie smell, right? So the next time I went over to her crib about 7:30 in the evening, it was still light outside. We was cooking and we was cooking naked, you know. So we was naked cooking. I was just kind of playing with the cat. Yeah.
Hold on, bro. What's your first time fucking her? And you was just cooking naked?
It's
your first time.
This is the second time. The second time I was fucking, we was cooking naked.
Okay, you must have been having
some
Eric
Brene
on her
or
something.
Wow. You must be.
the first time she actually came to hook up with me, but. Yeah, so we was cooking naked. It was light outside. It was bright, you know. And we was cooking naked and just drinking wine and everything. So it got dark. She rolled up a blunt. I don't smoke weed, but she rolled up a blunt. And we went to her room, and it was dark by this time. But she was one of them girls who got real wet. I mean, very, very, very wet. right? So we was kissing. I kissed on the titties, kissed on her stomach, went down to the vagina, kissed on it, and she, you know, like I said, she got real, real wet. Always was wet. So I didn't think about it, right? So then I put the condom on and just banged her out for about 45 minutes. I went to the bathroom, okay. And then while I was banging, it started smelling a little bit worse. Not worse, but just more and more funky. And she was like, "Oh, I'm just coming, I'm coming, I'm coming." I was like, "Okay, cool. You know, I think I'm doing some shit, right?" Because she was just saying how good it
right.
was. She said the weed just got me so high and everything. So I, you know, banged up about 45 minutes. I went to the bathroom. I looked at the condom. I turned the lights on, looked at the condom. The condom was full of blood, right? I was like, damn. Then I looked in the mirror. I had blood all over my face, dude. I ate the pussy, and it was bleeding. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. That was crazy. So it kind of got like a two-part story. Not only was the pussy a little funky, I was eating a bleeding pussy. Dude, yes, I was eating a bleeding pussy. Hey,
wow.
Man, hey, that's how real it was. That's how real it was. I was eating a bleeding pussy, dude. Blood on my face, blood on my dick. And so then I went back in there. I said, dude, you know you're on your period? She was like, oh, did you taste it? I was like, what do you mean, oh, did you taste it? Yeah. How about that one?
Yeah, nigga, I can never beat that one. I mean, I've been before where, you know, condoms start being a little bloody or whatever, but that's as much as it is when you stop. But you actually, I mean, nigga, you must have been in the uterus, nigga. What were you doing? What were you doing, though?
But see, you know, the thing that got me, because you remember, the reason why I told you we started early cooking, we was already walking around naked, so she wasn't bleeding then. It was daytime, so I didn't think
okay.
anything about it. I thought I was just banging the shit out.
Okay.
Dude,
okay.
She came with a period while we was fucking.
Yeah, man, that should be happening, man. But damn, you, God damn. All right, man.
That was some wild shit.
What's
that
mean? Yeah, that is
some
wild shit, man.
That's some wild shit. My name Chris. Yeah. So, but you know what? But you know what? I don't know. It was wild as hell then, right? So you know, after about a week, you know, we seemed to start fucking. It is wild as hell now. But anyway, I had to get that one in. Huh?
Yeah, no, man. You did. Man, that's crazy right there, brother. All right.
All right, bro.
What's the name again, brother? What's the name again?
Chris.
Not Mike, right? But
Chris.
Chris. All right. Chris. You called it last night. All right. Shout out to Chris, man.
All right.
Let me go to the message, man. Okay, if you guys want to call it, tell me your story, man. You got 21 minutes to call in. 646-668-2519. I'll give you maybe 20 more minutes to tell your story, man. Tell your story. 646-668-2519. That nigga said he had ketchup coochie on his face. Damn, they do stupid. All right, let's go to Memphis, man. Memphis. We got Memphis and we got North Carolina on the phone after that. Memphis, what's going on? 901, talk to me.
Yo, it's Uncle O'Shea. Happy birthday, man.
Yeah, what up with you, nephew? I can't call it. What's up with you?
Not much, player. Hey, first, I got to shout you out. I got to thank you for everything that you be doing, man. You know, you helping me become like a better person and a better man, trying to become the elite alpha male black man. So I just want to thank you for that and all the content you put out. But, like, I'm just going to go ahead and go into the story, Uncle O'Shea. Like, this,
go ahead, bro.
I don't know how you feel about this, but, man, I was fucking around with these white hoes, man. Is these white hoes? They got me fucked up, Uncle O'Shea. So honestly, this is probably the first time I didn't fuck with a white girl in all of like my life. This is like when I was in high school, because I'm only 21 right now. So you know, no one really just told me how to necessarily interact with women or even white girls. Because, you know, niggas in the 901, we don't like wearing condoms when we have sex. Let's just be honest here. If we keep it in the book, nigga, I haven't had safe sex ever in my entire life. So, basically, like, it's this white girl. I forgot her name, man. Like, fucking, honestly. But she was this badass white chick, you know. She was feeling me. I was feeling her. Like, I ended up meeting her, like, probably, like my fourth period class or some shit like that. But basically, you know, like, I linked up with her, like, after school and shit like that because, you know, we both had, like, some time where our folks wasn't at home. So I invited her to my crib and shit like that. So I got her to my crib, right? Pulled down her damn pants, man. I don't know what the fuck. It smelled like, I don't know if you're familiar with SpongeBob, but that shit smelled like Bikini Bottom, like, for real. Like, that shit was stank. I was like, oh, my God, bro, what the hell am I doing right now? But, you know, like, I just kind of had to charge it to the game. Like, no one really just touched the game in my ear telling me, like, young blood, like, don't fuck it if it's not smelling right. You know what I mean, Uncle O'Shea? So, like, as a young nigga, I didn't really give a fuck, you know. I still did it. I went through with it because, like, that's just how I am in life. I just commit to shit. I skateboard, so that's what I do. So, you know, I'm fucking this bitch, you know. I'm like, yeah, yeah. Like, the whole time I'm fucking, I'm like, damn, this pussy feels kind of loose to me. But fuck it, I'm in it. Like, I'm feeling like Yeezy or some shit. But, you know, the whole time I'm just looking her in her face and shit like that. She just, like, is not entertained. I'm like, goddamn. Like, is this pussy just loose? But, like, I don't know where I'm going with this story. But basically, man, like, this the pussy was just stank. Like, long story short, the bitch ended up giving me chlamydia.
Damn. Well, you just take some pills and you got rid of that shit, though, right?
I mean, yeah, of course, Uncle. Say, you know, your nigga went to the doc, you know, which is what you're trying to do. And then, you know, it got straight. But for the most part, for everybody that's just out there that you young, man, like, don't be fucking these hoes if you know they pussies stink, man. Don't do it to yourself for the most part. Like, take it from me. I'm only 21, man. I'm only fucking 21. And I fucked around with this sort of stuff. Like, if you younger, like, 18, and I've been meaning to, like, I've been wanting to tell this to you, O'Shea. Like, you should really just have, like, a separate channel for, like, addressing just, like, the younger audience and stuff like that. Because we out here, we listening to you and stuff like that. We look up to you, you know? So, like, I feel like you need to, like, have, like, a talk with Uncle O'Shea or something like that. Like, on the couch where you just spitting game to all the younger brothers and stuff like that. I mean, you pretty much do that now, in a sense. But it's, I feel like it's directed mainly towards, like, an older audience, if you know what I mean.
Right. Yeah, to be like a little bit younger. Okay. Nah, but look, you know, I'm gonna tell you that content, man. I'm gonna get with some of my brothers, man. You know, somebody like Simple to Pete, we can do something for these young niggas out here. But yeah, man, thank you for calling in, brother. All right.
All right,
so
thanks, man.
Anything else you wanna say, brother? All right, peace out.
Nothing, man, nothing.
Okay, peace out, brother. Let's go ahead and let Memphis in the house. We got 919 in the building. What up, North Carolina?
Yeah, man. What's up, O'Shea, bro? What's going on, bro?
I can't call. What's going on with you, that player?
Man, I'm just chilling, man. Happy birthday, bro. You know what I'm saying? I will donate you something, man, but the white man got his foot on my neck right now, bro.
Man, I'm glad you called in, brother. Go ahead,
yeah,
bro.
Man, it's your boy Booty Mac, man, a.k.a. $1,000 bill, bro. I got a story to tell you, my nigga. Hey, check this out, bro. About 15 years ago, right, man, we went to this club called the Haunted Hole, my nigga, back here in Pine Top, North Carolina, bro. Man, shit, man, I thought I hit the jackpot, my nigga. It was a badass bride, bro. She looked just like Alicia Keys, you know what I'm talking about?
Right,
man,
right.
Man, I told my homeboy, hey, let me get the keys to the Hyundai, bro. I'm about to fuck that hoe, bro. Man, I took that hoe out there to the car, bro. Man, she pulled her draw down, right? That shit smelled like a septic tank, my nigga. I couldn't do nothing with it, bro. You know what I'm saying? I tried to put my Jimmy in there, bro. That motherfucker was asleep, my nigga. That motherfucker was dozing off like motherfucking J.R. Smith, my nigga, in the fourth quarter. I did my best, bro. You know what I'm saying? I tried to roll the window down, bro. Try to get some of that cool North Carolina air, my nigga. My, it wasn't nothing working, bro. I had to call tonight, my nigga. I think the moral of the story, bro. If it don't smell right, just go home, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Just go ahead and go home, huh?
Yeah, I might call tonight, bro. You know what I'm saying? I might enjoy your birthday, though, bro. You know what I'm saying? Don't cast no Ebola all over right. There, though.
No, bro. I ain't gonna catch it, man. Shout out to 919, man. Damn, man. You niggas is hurt. Hey, man. Look, this call is funny as shit, man. All right, I see Kelly calling in 805. So listen, man. I gotta do some O'Shea after dark. All right, let me go on, man. 805, man. What's going on? Callie in the building. What's up, man? So now I know Okay, hold on, man. Listen. Hold on, please. How many of y'all like the, right, Eugene. How many of y'all like the kind of O'Shea After Dark type of topic, man? Like shit like this. You know what I mean? Like talking about St. Pussy. Funny ass. But, I mean, how many of y'all like this story? Nigga, we'll call in, Black Bride. You got about a few minutes. Y'all like these, what up, Jay Rich? If y'all like these kind of episodes, man, I'll do them. But I'm going to have Demon edit this and put it on Patreon. What up, Mr. Grandor? So y'all know, man, I like to try to get, I like fuckery. I'm sorry, man. I love fuckery. I love fuckery. I love talking shit. I love real fucked up, you know what I mean, type of shit, man. I don't like that clean cut shit. You know what I mean? So if y'all like it, man, I mean, I can't keep it up on YouTube. I got to put it on YouTube, on Patreon. But let me just say this. I'm waiting for one last call. But, guys, listen. Thank you for the support, right? We got the Patreon, we got the Negro Manosphere Awards, the Black Manosphere Awards coming in next month. So that means all you brothers from the moderators to the YouTubers to the subscribers, everybody's going to be able to vote, all right? So we don't have to even, because you brothers have done such a great job on the Patreon and on Super Chat and stuff like that. Y'all don't have to, we don't have to raise a GoFundMe or anything. The only thing that we need is for you brothers to vote and for you to support the YouTubers through the month of June, right? The June is the Moderator Awards, the Black Manosphere, you know I'm talking real big shit. So we got the Manosphere Award and the Moderator Award in the first 2 weeks, parts of June, 3 weeks, and then I'll put some Black YouTube Awards in there. So y'all know last year we had a good time, man. We sent out about 30 plaques. This year we're probably going to end up sending out about 40. So you know that's all going to come out of the Patreon parking, whatever. So we just want to really get in a position to start, you know, bigging up our Black male YouTubers and things like that, right? So be ready for that. Because, you know, the writers on the site, the Negro Manosphere, all our bloggers, all our moderators that moderate for the Manosphere, and then every month we're going to start doing something like that, too. Like, moderator of the month, we'll start doing that. We'll do, like, you know, we'll have, like, a power ranking poll every week. We're going to start making shit interesting, man, for our sector, right? Our sector, YouTube, I think is the best sector of YouTube. So I'm waiting on the call real quick. Okay, I see a brother, 424. That's Black Pride. What's up, Black Pride?
Yeah, what's up, man? What's going on, man? This is the first time calling you on the show. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. Now, I'm glad you called in, man. After, like, years of roasting me and shit, I'm glad we cool now. You know what I mean?
Hey, man, I deleted. You know my channel got fucking deleted, man. Come on, now. You know all my goddamn channels get deleted, man. All the shit I was talking about you, man. Those channels deleted, so it's okay, man. We're cool now. We're okay now, bro. I'm supporting
you. All
right?
All right.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, brother.
Man, you got to get yourself ready for this shit. All right, listen. I was, this is a person that I used to live with in an apartment complex in Los Angeles. And
okay.
This bitch, fine-ass black chick, big titties, nice body, everything. Okay, now, one dude that was fucking her, right, he told me the story. And she was there, and I was like, okay, all right, what story are you talking about, man? What happened? She just got out of the hospital, man. She just got out of the hospital. I was like, okay, all right, she just got out of the hospital. You just got out of the hospital. What happened? Man, I was fucking a man, and this bitch was standing right there. And I was like, okay, all right, that's cool, dude. You want to say that around your girl? It's like, nah, man, fuck this bitch, man. Don't you ever do that shit to me again, bitch. And she was just standing there like, okay. I was like, I was weirded out. So I was like, what the fuck's going on here? But anyway, so he told me he was fucking her, right, and she smelled real, real bad, real bad. I was like, all right, cool. All right, man, I don't think I'm going to hear this, man. It was like, nah, man, you got to hear this shit. You got to hear this shit, man. You're the first motherfucker. You got to hear this shit, dog. And I was like, all right. So she went to the, they took the girl to the emergency room. She smelled so fucking bad, this dude sent her to the emergency room, okay, at the hospital. And
God damn.
The doctor, all right, the hello? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello?
I'm here.
Yeah, okay, all right, I'm sorry. Yeah, I thought I lost you. Anyway, man, the doctors, had to reach up inside her vagina with a tool. And do you know they pulled out 30 fucking condoms that was stuck up in her vagina full of semen? And it was the smell of those rotting condoms that was making the vagina smell like that. So all the dudes she fucked left the condoms in her vagina, and they all got stuck up there. So the doctor had to get a special tool to pull all of those fucking condoms out, man. And they were all rotted for like, they've been up there for like months, man. And the bitch was fucking so many motherfuckers, she didn't even know that they were up there. And I was like, nigga, I was like, what the fuck, man, dude? The doctor pulled out a bunch of rotten condoms out of the bitch's vagina full of semen, the motherfucker she'd been fucking throughout the month. And this bitch was standing there like, I don't want to talk about it. I was like, bitch, I was like, what the fuck? I said, dude, you fucked a motherfucking alien, nigga. What the fuck? I mean, yeah, man, get out of my house, bitch. And like that. And he grabbed the shit and kicked the bitch out of the house, man. Dude, I'm telling you, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm sorry, man. I don't mean to gross out your people there, man. But they pulled out 30 condoms, man, was stuck up in this bitch's vagina. I mean, it was like they were festering there for years, man. I mean, he pulled out motherfucking Trojans, Magnums. They pull out all kinds of condoms, man. I'm telling you, it was like a fucking drugstore up that bitch's vagina full of fucking evidence and fucking semen of niggas in the past. I'm telling you, it was fucked up. It was fucked up, man. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Anyway.
Anyway,
man. Have a nice birthday or whatever. I'm gonna try to send you something, all right? How do I send the link? How do I send you something? I'm gonna get on something and send you something, bro. Later on, man. Peace out.
All right, peace out, brother. God damn, 30. Now listen. I actually believe that's possible because it is possible. Listen, man. I'm tired of shit. Love to you, Shawty. This show, when you pass off with all the murders of this smell, stay cat and rich. I'm tired of this melody. The caller make, I think that's something. Now that's hitting it raw. Hold on 1 second. 330. You on the line, 330? Is it the caller earlier?
Yeah, 330. Yeah, I'm back.
All right. Well, you got a little story?
Yeah, I got one more story. I'm about to. I was listening to these other stories and something reminded me of something. I thought I had to drop something back, real quick.
Okay.
So, Yeah. So I had one partner. He told me like, hey, you know, I got a lady friend or whatnot, and she was noticing you or whatever. Oh, you should holler at her. I think she's feeling you. So I chop it up with her, and we get together or whatever, and I come back to her place. Let me set it up a little bit. I come back to her place, and everything is cool. So she says, I'm about to, kind of like get myself together or whatever. She knew what it was. I was kind of – everything was together. So what I did was when she was in the shower – she was taking a shower. I was like, let me go use the restroom. Let me go in there or whatever. So I go in the restroom. She's taking a shower. And she invites me in or whatnot. And this goes along the lines with the topic. This is crazy. I told you I had a couple stories. And in my journey of life, I done ran into this situation a couple times. So she's in the shower, okay? So I get in the shower or whatever, and So I start washing her body with the loofah. Oh, Shay, you know what a loofah is, right?
No. Hello?
Dude, the little sponge thing, the girls use a little loofah. It's like a little sponge or whatever. They put a little soap on it or whatever. They wash their bodies with it. It's like a sponge, a loofah. Anyway.
Okay.
She put, yeah. So I'm washing her back with the loofah. Okay. She done washed up or whatever. I'm washing her or whatever. So she starts washing, like, my chest with the loofah. You know where this is going. This is a true story, man. And people ain't going to, I don't know who's ever been in the shower with a woman, but they wash themselves. You think they sugar and spice, whatever. Okay, it's cool. Everything nice, whatever. So she starts washing my chest with the loofah, with the Dove soap. I don't know what it was, but I wasn't smelling no Dove soap, bro. I'm starting to get sensations of demonic spirits or something.
On your chest now.
On the chest. It was coming up. I was catching some CIs, some performance. Like, it was like a terrible cologne. I don't know what was going on, bro. But, I mean, she was look, man, these females need to be aware of their situation. I'm just thinking I'm getting like a nice little Jodeci scene in the shower scene or whatever, but I'm getting more than what I pay for or whatever. And I think, you know, bruhs need to be I'm surprised more people ain't called the chat line. I mean, ain't called. I done heard some crazy stories tonight. But that right there might have just been the worst. I'm thinking I'm getting clean, but I'm getting cleansed with the, you know.
Right. You get
so
that thing.
You use your imagination on that one. But that loofah was smelling like 10 years of depression. You know, it was horrible.
But what did you tell her? What did you tell her?
Huh?
What did you tell her what did you tell her after you basically, you know what I'm saying?
Bruh, that only went on for like 5.2 seconds. I got out of the shower with suds on, like this water's too hot or something. I just got out. You know, and it was whatever it is after that, it just wasn't going on. But the story before, you had me thinking about her, like, where is she at? Like, I need to catch up with her and see if everything's okay, because that right there was unbelievable. But that other story right there, that was like, you know, there has to be a screening process. Like, you need to be able to, like, pull out, like, a credit card or something and swipe the booty cheeks or something and see what they're hitting for. Like, it's terrible out here sometimes. You don't know until you get there.
Man, I'm telling you.
You know,
man,
so. Yeah. All right, so,
bro. I thank you for calling in, man. Anything else you
want to
say?
No. But I do got one thing to say. Your nose do look like one of Tommy Hearns' boxing gloves. I do want to let you know that.
You said you can
rub things? I just switch it up. I mean, one of them 8-ounce boxing gloves, I just switch it up. That's all.
Nigga, listen. You couldn't roast a turkey, nigga, in 400 degrees Fahrenheit. You would put that motherfucker in the oven with that motherfucker bullshit-ass joke. That motherfucker would still be frozen. Come back. Let me tell you what you need to do, nigga. Take your jokes and dip the motherfucker in some protein powder, nigga, and some steroids, and then call back in to my goddamn show and practice on the weak-ass jokes you got. Nigga, weak-ass jokes is like a half a pound of dumbbells, motherfucker. Coming here with that weak-ass shit. Nigga, what's wrong with
okay,
you?
I'll tell
your
you what.
Your jokes is on HIV, nigga, and need more T-cells and shit. You got motherfuckers all kind of leukemia going on in the motherfucking jokes. Them motherfuckers need immunology drugs, motherfucker. Get them jokes
look,
together. Now, nigga, it's...
Look, your hairline, Your hairline is in remission. It did have 4-stage cancer, but it's in remission right now, bro. I'm looking at it right now.
Are you on the Wikipedia scientific hairline journalism jokes? Like, nigga, these jokes are bad, dog. Like, nigga, you let me tell you how bad your jokes are. Okay? Remember when the Cleveland Browns lost every game that year in the season?
Yes, sir.
You took the worst in that. That's, yeah, it's, I can tell you. I can tell. You got a lot of coming. Because your jokes are as bad as y'all record, nigga. Like, goddamn. With a lot of niggas sitting in rows. I know it's hard to really come on and talk to a nigga like me, brother. I know it is. What I want you to do is praise the Lord Jesus Christ or go on Amazon.com. Go on there. Praise Jesus first, right? Because you need that. You need all the help you can get. Go to Amazon and type in a sense of humor, okay? Now, take your credit card out, nigga, and buy one of them motherfuckers, okay? It's $99.99. You buy one, you get none motherfucking free. Now, once they download that shit to your email, okay? Because you go, this is hard, nigga. You're going to need to somehow get that shit in your life. Yeah. Because right now, motherfucker, you telling, you know, your joke is real bad, bro. Okay? So you call back in.
I told one joke. How your forehead dark skinned but your nose is light skinned though? How does that work? Is it equal opportunity nose? You got diversity on your face right now. Like you leading the race war right now. I feel.
I'll give you a chance. Go ahead. Come on, please.
You'll give me a chance?
If I saw you, I will fuck you up. But just based off these little jokes, I'm going to let you start again. Come on. One more. One more. Come on.
They look like you made your hairline with an etching sketch. They just ain't finished yet, bro. You not got to laugh, but you don't got to laugh. Your knuckles look like elephant feet. Okay, I was looking at your hands on the YouTube feed, bro. There's no lotion for that. Home Depot don't got lotion for that, bro. I don't know what's going on.
Hey, man, listen. I can't stand
what's
you here. Shut my phone. Yeah, just go to Jesus. Go somewhere. Listen, you niggas, before you call me with a professional like me, now, this is premeditated bad humor. Because this nigga knew he wanted to call in again and try to see that's that gay shit. Now, on my little birthday situation, you know what I mean? And I'm not even really trying to roast with this motherfucker. His faggot ass calls back in with these gay stupid ass jokes. Not even funny. Now you had all year to write these up, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? This shit, I mean, he come in with these Section 8 ass jokes, nigga. I mean, your nose look like the Tommy Hearns 8-ounce boxing glove. Now, motherfucker, you've been watching me for years. Is that all you can think? See, yeah, I wish me calling and roast me. I would fuck me up. But again, I mean, I can tell this is a nigga that he's really dealing with fake pussy right now. Because you're a Cleveland Browns joke, you stay with the stanky ass pussy in your life, and you a Browns fan. I mean, how many L's can you take, man? All right, look, show go. I gotta go. I don't have time. Okay, so you know what I can you can call it to my show, and then I can cook you. Without even seeing what you look like. It's over. And this nigga came in here with a premeditated Jesus thing with a joke. Oh, shit. You look like